3 out of 4 of the Wisconsin Legislature's Joint Finance Committee's public hearings on the next state budget will be in person. A fourth will be virtual only, though people can stream all of them online. Lawmakers at the state capitol have also been inconsistent about enforcing mask wearing at in-person meetings and hearings. That's caused an outcry from some other representatives who've argued that forces people to choose between legislating and personal safety for themselves and for their families. Republicans say masks are highly encouraged and that choosing to wear one or not comes down to an individual's freedom to do what they think is right for them. And now the Wisconsin Department of Justice Office of Open Government re-upped its advisory from a year ago that government meetings in the state remain open and reasonably accessible to the public during the ongoing pandemic. For more discussion on these threads, Bill Leaders is our guest. He's president of the Wisconsin Freedom of Information Council and editor of The Progressive magazine. Bill, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks, Keely. It's good to be back.
Let's start with meeting accessibility. What do you make of this advisory reminder from the state attorney general's office?
Well, the attorney general said that COVID continues to present a danger for meetings that are held in person, particularly for certain individuals. And the attorney general advised that public bodies and the legislature should keep in mind the public health situation and the guidance of public health professionals and the concerns of the public when they're conducting themselves and making decisions about whether masks are required or whether people have the opportunity to attend remotely. The AG also strongly encouraged that people be able to attend remotely if there's a concern about going to a meeting in person for a health reason or for preference. The accommodation should be made that they can attend remotely. The problem is it sometimes isn't. We've had legislative committees meet in meetings that were not accessible remotely and in an environment where some of the members of the committee were not wearing masks. Well, we've had objections to that were raised by a committee member who felt that she should not have to put her health at risk in order to do her job. I think that's a legitimate concern. I wish that the statement from their Attorney General Josh Call had gone farther and said that it is it's a violation of the open meetings law, which I believe it is, for public bodies to meet without providing some accommodation for remote attendance, especially if the members are so irresponsible that they are refusing to wear masks in an indoor public setting.
Yeah, it is an advisory, not a requirement. Wisconsin has an open meetings law. What should we know about how it does or maybe doesn't apply here?
Well, the open meetings law does say that members of committees should have the ability to attend the meetings of that committee. So to my mind, saying that you're going to have to step into an environment where your health may be put at danger is a violation of that. Also, the law says that reasonable accommodation must be made to members of the public to attend any public meeting. And if attending a public meeting means going into a closed environment where there are government officials and others who are not wearing masks because the committee doesn't require it, that to me, again, is a clear violation of the law. I wish people would just knock it off. You know, you can conduct yourself as you wish in your own world, but when you go out into the public and you represent the public as public officials, you should have enough responsibility to take reasonable precautions against transmitting this deadly disease.
Bill Leaders is president of the Wisconsin Freedom of Information Council and the editor of The Progressive magazine. And we're talking about this issue of reasonable accessibility when it comes to public meetings, public happenings, both for people who are involved, leaders, lawmakers, and also for the public. And Bill, we referenced public hearings on the budget that are scheduled for next week. But another big topic coming up is redistricting. How does this conversation we've been having about accessibility and safety for public participation carry forward to that process?
Well, I don't know that the COVID concern transfers directly. I will say, though, in terms of this issue about public meetings, it's not just the legislature. Some of the biggest violators of this have been local government officials. We had a story that was written in the State Journal in December about several government bodies in Wisconsin townships and so forth that were holding meetings without masks. There's a reporter Karen Parker of an Oconto, Ontario, excuse me, paper who contracted COVID. She thinks from attending these public meetings as part of her job. She spent 4 days in the hospital. We had a situation more recently where three officials in Thiensville who were members of a historic preservation commission resigned their permission because the committee chair refused to hold meetings remotely, refused to allow even the 94-year-old committee chairman to attend remotely, said, you know, suck it up and come to our meeting where we don't wear masks or, you know, tough nuts. And three members of that committee resigned. So it's a problem in some areas more than others. It should be a problem in none. With regard to the issue of redistricting, that's also a very important transparency issue in Wisconsin. The last time that legislative redistricting was done, it was done under conditions of maximum secrecy. Lawmakers were allowed to see the maps of how their own districts were being redrawn in order to maximize partisan advantage. They had to sign a statement saying that they wouldn't talk about what it was that they saw. There were no public meetings. It was all done in secret. The process cost $3.5 million of taxpayer money. Now there's a new redistricting process that's about to start. Governor Tony Evers has proposed that it be done by a nonpartisan commission that would conduct itself in the open. Short of that, if the legislature is going to do the redistricting, he said, it should have open meetings. It should preserve all of the records from the redistricting process. Right now, lawmakers can, and in some cases do, destroy records at will if they think they're incriminating. The governor called in his budget for there to be a records retention rule of 10 years for redistricting records and for there to be an open and transparent redistricting process, which I think would serve everybody. The only reason the legislature wants to conduct things in secret is because it's trying to get away with things that it knows the public would be appalled by.
So what is the solution then when you are balancing the important work of redistricting or budget talks, any of that, with concerns that people have for their health, you know, with the issue of open government?
Well, I do think that the budget hearings are going to include an opportunity for people to participate remotely, which is mm-hmm. what should be done. All public bodies in Wisconsin, state and local, should be making that accommodation available. But it's another concern that that the meat of the process be done in the open, that you hear the discussions, you hear the rationale. Why are you carving up this district this way and not that way? Well, oftentimes it's because they are expressly trying to maximize partisan advantage so that they can win elections, even though they maybe don't have majority support. And that's just not a good rationale for secrecy. The public has a right to see a public policy being made. That's one of the fundamental tenets of Wisconsin government, and it's being violated. It was violated in the last redistricting process. Let's not do that again. Let's require that the legislature conduct the redistricting process in the light of day. Let people see what they're up to. Let people see the arguments that are made for the way that they go about this task.
In our last minute together, Bill, if someone is concerned that they don't have access or that the governing bodies aren't respecting open meetings laws, what do we do?
Well, I would hope that at some point the citizen or a member of a public body files a complaint alleging that their rights have been violated, or the open meetings law in particular has been violated by committees that refuse to make reasonable accommodation for remote attendance and who continue to meet in defiance of public health care, public health guidelines without a requirement that masks be worn. I think that it should be actionable, and I hope someone brings a complaint, and I hope a district attorney somewhere takes it seriously and prosecutes these public officials for their arrogance and callousness.
Bill, thank you for joining us today.
Sure.
Bill Leaders is president of the Wisconsin Freedom of Information Council and editor of the Progressive magazine. We talked with him about public hearing accessibility, including a lack of mask requirements and remote attendance at meetings of various levels of government.